I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Dude, soccer players will make you gay. I'll say that on the pod.
It's not rugby.
That's not, like, people aren't talking about the gay agenda being soccer players making all of us gay. That's the real lesbian agenda.
Well, this it has been a long time coming. I think you will agree. Holy shit, y'all. Welcome back to Awkward Sex in the City. You may be like, I'm sorry, what? You still are around? You exist? Your last episode came out in August, and then we heard nothing from you. It was the worst ghosting of my life. I do apologize. I have ghosted in the past, and that's not okay. I am learning and working on it in therapy. So long story short, let me backtrack for you a little bit. Last episode came out on August 3rd, and then I got married and fucking went to Edinburgh for a month for the Fringe Festival, and with all the hope of recording in Scotland. And let me tell you that Edinburgh was one of the most exhausting experiences of my life. It was amazing. It's a lot of pros, a lot of cons. I will do it again, would do it again in a heartbeat. Maybe not a full run next time, but definitely planning on doing it again. But it just completely derailed me. I had no time. If I was not flying or performing, I was sleeping. And then the last week, it truly just, my whole body gave out. And I literally, TMI, trigger warning, about to talk about poops, had IBS for 7 to 8 days straight. It was awful. It was the last 7 days, like truly pooping in some of the most disgusting toilets of my life, like in between like people's sets on my show. It was awful. One time I was like hanging out with someone that I'd come to see the show, and I was like, oh, excuse me, I just gotta go to the bathroom real quick. And she was like, yeah, I'll come with you. And I was like, please do not come. Please do not come. These are open bathrooms. You will know immediately that I'm shitting, and it's gonna smell so bad. It's gonna smell so bad. Then got back, right? And could not find myself rested. I promise there's actually an episode two. I'm just telling you what's happened. It took weeks to get back on a normal on this time zone, I guess, because I actually like acclimated to Europe time. Anywho, that doesn't matter. And then it was time to make a lot of changes and move forward, right? And then I just kind of, I don't know how to put it. I just kind of got maybe stressed, but this unfortunately was put on the back burner again as I figured out some things to make sure that that does not happen in the future. We are going forward. I'm super excited. We will be going to back to 2 episodes a month rather than every week, which I think will just for the moment be a little bit better for my schedule. And then you'll actually get episodes and not me disappearing for 5 months. I'm super excited for the episode you're about to listen to. It was actually recorded in October? No, in September. And if you don't know time, it's January. I am recording this intro, outro, my little spiel on January 4th, even though this is going to come out weeks later. So to be honest, I actually don't remember much of the episode. I remember I had a great time. This guest, Kendall Payne, is fucking hilarious. I love her. She has toured with Awkward Sex in the City. She has a great show with Jessica Henderson called Slumber Party, which is at Union Hall in New York City. If you're ever in town, it's a monthly show. Definitely go. And then also, we're expanding. Like, Awkward Sex in the City is expanding by a lot. We've always toured the East Coast, but we are now going full West Coast, all over the nation. The first time I've ever been to the West Coast, to Seattle on January 28th. So if you are in Seattle, if you listen for me from Washington or maybe Oregon, I don't know. How do the states over there work? Are they small? Are they tiny? Is it easy to drive through? I know they're not. This is a joke. Come on down. We can't wait to see you. I'm super excited for this year. This year, 2023, holy shit, I've been sick. Sorry if I sound different for the past like week and a half. A generic cold too, which kind of also pisses me off, which is like, I forgot how bad, not bad, I'm being a baby, how annoying a generic cold is. And I forgot where I was going with this, but just we're very excited to be back. We're very excited for what 2023 has to come for us. And I saw a TikTok where this girl said she heard people saying, I'm so lucky, everything works out for me. And they say that every day and then they get really lucky. And she was like, y'all, I said it. And then she said all these great things that happened to her that day. So y'all, we are so lucky and everything works out, including this hiatus. It was definitely good to pause and reset and figure out how to go forward. And I'm really excited for this and for the episodes and for you guys to be here and be back and maybe even meet y'all at some live shows. I hope you're just as excited as me. I'm super excited. This is, again, probably one of my way longer intros, but I cannot wait for you to hear my convo with Kendall and myself, and I will see you on the other side.
Yeah. Cool. Well, great. I'm happy to be on the pod. Thanks for having me.
Oh my God, of course. Long time no see. It might have been since Slumber Party.
I know. It's been a hot minute. Mm-hmm. How's your summer been?
Chaotic in a very good way. We got married and then we went over and did Edinburgh.
I forgot you got married. Oh my God, I haven't seen you since you got married. That's so exciting. Oh my God.
Truly the same exact thing.
Right. We've been together for quite some time, right?
Yeah, 8 years. But it was very funny. We definitely had family be like, well, now it all changes. And it's like, I don't really think it does.
Yeah, I feel like people say that. But like, I mean, I can't speak from experience because I've never been married. But I feel like it would, if you've been together for a while, it's sort of like, yeah, we've been doing this. Maybe people's mindset changes, but I feel like that's a very heteronormative, like, sort of, like, old school ideal that, like, marriage changes everything. Because people used to get married so young. Like, people got married when they were, like, 26, and they were, like, I don't know, fucking around. And then, like, we're settling down, and now everything's changing. But if you're, like, getting married at, like, a reasonable age, right? Like, you've been together for a while. You're not like, I don't know. I think it's different.
No, I agree. Like you saying that, I think my parents got married at 20 and 22.
Right.
It's like, yeah, I didn't know who the fuck I was at 20 or 22. I still don't, like, hitting 34.
Right. And then you're 34. Like forced to live with another person and like deal with all your shit that you haven't dealt with yet.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing. I think the hardest thing is moving in together with someone because those first couple months are intense. Like, have you ever lived with a significant other?
No, I've never lived with a partner, but I could imagine that it would be a lot. And I think I have specifically, I've wanted to, but then like sort of held off in moments where I was just like, yeah, I don't know if our relationship is ready for that. And then in the end, it wasn't. And I'm glad we didn't move in together. So.
Yeah, it's intense and it's the dumbest fight. It's like we got into a legit fight about, putting the toilet seat down and he never did. And he was like, you never said anything at my apartment about this. And I was like, yeah, cause that was your fucking apartment. Like this is our apartment now. Like,
so true.
I don't want that. I want to ass fall into like wet toilet water, you know, like I just not in my apartment. I respect the rules of your apartment when we're not there. But
no, I can't imagine being with a man and having to live, share a space with a man. That I commend you for that. As a bisexual icon, it's iconic that you can sort of make that happen. You can't choose who you fall in love with, and I get that sometimes it's a man, but for me it would be very difficult to swallow that pill.
I get that, and it definitely was hard, and definitely had to read a lot of articles of like how to do this. And now he's like a fucking gem and has been, and like does all the dishes and like cooks when I'm like doing podcast recordings. It's very split down the middle, which I have to say, I will give my parents that, even though we disagree on a lot of things, the way that they handled the house, it was very 50-50. It was never the wife had to work and take care of the kids and do this. It was very, right down the middle, which I respect. And I was like, well, that's what I want. Like, I need to know I have someone like that. But in a lot of ways, it's definitely, it's jarring at first when you first move in with a dude, a straight dude. Aaron listens to the podcast and he's going to be like, it wasn't that bad. And he's going to be like, he still does.
Not all men, right? No, I'm sure he's a lovely guy, but I think sharing a space with anyone would be difficult, but let alone a man could be difficult. But yeah, it's weird, like sharing it, just in general. I think being in a relationship, you really have to examine like hard truths about yourself. Like I was talking to my girlfriend about this recently, about like how it is difficult to like constantly be observed and sort of like your like basically having your like somebody else observe what you're doing and have feelings about what you're doing is sometimes hard, I think.
Oh yeah, no, and like I watch a lot. I watch everything and everyone, and that's a lot and intense. And truly, I think I was talking about him with the other, like I was talking about it with Aaron the other day, because when he texts, he looks so serious. It looks so like something bad happened. And I was like, oh my God, like who died? And it'll be like, turns out he was looking up like 12 best sneaker spray for New York City, because he just got like a nice pair of sneakers that he was like, oh, I have to take care of these. But he'll look like someone just died, like staring at it. And I'm just like, what's going on? And to your point, like, that's so unfair to be like, why are you acting like, why do you look like this? Like, that's literally it. Why do you
in
look
your
like
own
this?
Home? Why do you look home? Like this in your own home? Exactly. No, it's hard. It's hard.
And there's still things that you hide. Like I think I talked about some podcasts before. I like to dance like alone in my bedroom. Like big way that I like to stress relief. And I was like, you can never see this. And he's like, tried to. And it's like, if you do that, if you break that trust, like, fuck you. Like, you know what I mean?
He's like, he's got like a peephole. He like is making sure he can catch you dance.
Our old apartment, our like bedroom door didn't like catch. Oh no, sorry, did I lose you?
Yeah, I lost you for a second, but I think we're back.
Oh, okay, perfect. It happens with Zoom technology.
It does.
Our old apartment door didn't fully, like our bedroom door didn't fully lock. Like it would get jammed. And if I wasn't paying attention, if I had my music on loudly, because he'd always try to knock first and then he'd open and I'd be like, wow, wow, wow. Like, you don't need to see me twerking to thought shit by myself in some weird like imaginary world I've created for myself while I do this. Like, that's weird. Like, you can't do that. And like, I know he definitely has to hide things from me too, you know, like, yeah, you're just human.
No, it's true. I love to dance naked. I feel like if I was like intruded on in that space, that would be very difficult for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I would be like, whoa, that is a very sacred.
Yeah, space. We have like, yeah, all of the sacred things you do, and there's like weird ones. Like, everyone has weird food things that they do.
Yeah,
they don't want other people to see.
For me, also, like, this is Awkward Sex Podcast. This is the perfect time to bring this up. For me, also, like, I lived with my ex. We, like, when the pandemic hit, not to bring that into the space, but also, someone got COVID. I'm ADD, so I'll bring this up, but somebody, I'll get back to it. Somebody told me today that they got COVID, and I was like, how vintage of you. I was like, is that still around?
So cute.
But when the pandemic hit, I was in a relationship with my ex, and we ended up like fleeing New York, and we went to stay in Seattle, where my parents lived at the time. And I didn't grow up in Seattle, and like, I don't know anyone in Seattle. And so it was like, and we like lived together for like 3 months in Seattle. And it was like, so I've never lived with a partner like officially, but I did have that like 3 month stint where we lived together. And for me, like the hardest thing was like masturbating. I was like, I feel like such a perv masturbating in bed next to you. And also, I feel like a perv hiding in the bathroom to masturbate. And it's like, they were like super cool about it and weren't like, oh, you need to hide this from me, or like, what? They were like, you can masturbate, it's okay. Like, but I was like, it feels weird to me. Like, where? So that for me is, I think, would be the hardest thing moving in with someone, is like masturbating and feeling like comfortable masturbating.
Oh, yeah, because it's such an intimate thing. Like, it's not, right, you're not mutually masturbating, you're just like masturbating by yourself.
And mutual masturbation is great, but like, yeah, sometimes you need your own masturbation, and that I always feel like such a perv, like I'm like hiding or something. It's weird.
No, you can not weird at all. And then when you do start living with someone, you can make it part of like your kink. Like, I'll do a thing where like Aaron is in the apartment and I'm like, I'm not into like the whole like rigmarole of like, you know, pure sex with someone else, because then you have to also care about the other person. Not that, right, I don't, but you just want to get to
care about me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then it can be a whole thing of like, oh, what if they catch me? Like, keep the door open. Like, you learn to have fun with it, but it is hard at first. It definitely is.
Yeah,
like,
that's a good one.
Yeah, like where to do it.
Like, ooh, oh no, I'm gonna get caught.
Yeah. And then also, like, some people like to use masturbation to like fall asleep. So it's like, what if you're restless, you can't fall asleep, you had a rough night, right, where do you go? Like, if your partner next to you is asleep. I will tell, full disclosure, I have definitely masturbated near different like boyfriends before, and it's just like, yeah, do what you gotta do. Like,
no, I've done it, don't get me wrong, with permission, but like I feel weird about it.
Oh, yeah, because it's also, like, no one needs to, not that I don't,
it's such a vulnerable and weird thing to, like,
yeah,
mutual masturbation even is different than, like, masturbating on your own, because when you're doing it mutually, it's, like, it is performative, and there's, like, a sort of rhythm to it, and that can be really fun, and I do really love mutual masturbation, but, like, masturbating on your own is just such a, like, sick fucking vulnerable thing. You're like, I don't know that I need someone to catch me doing that. Not that I'm doing anything weird when I'm masturbating, for the record. What if I was like, I don't know,
I'm doing it right now, yoga.
Doing it right now. I'm fucking, what was that guy that got caught masturbating on Zoom with, and then got fired? The news guy? There was some news guy.
Oh my God, I feel like I should know that.
I wish I knew the reference. I wish I had it on hand for the pod, but someone listening will know what I'm talking about. There was like a news anchor, I guess, or something, and when the pandemic first hit, he was like on Zoom, and he like was off camera, and then I guess like accidentally went on camera while he was masturbating. He got fired.
That is my biggest fear, because I love to like I'll get like, you know, like boob zits, like boob whitehead zits. And if I'm like waiting for like a meeting to start, like, and like the lighting is good and I can like get in there.
Get in there.
Yeah. It's my worst fear. I was like legit doing that before I was waiting for you. Lane was hitting good.
So funny. That's so funny. No, okay. It's true. I do the weirdest. And like working from home is so weird. And like I go off camera a lot. And like, especially I actually sprained my ankle recently, which really sucked. But I had to like be in bed with my foot propped up a bunch. And I was just like taking meetings from bed for a while. And I got to the point where I was so lazy, I wasn't even putting clothes on before these meetings. And I was like, what if I accidentally hit the camera on and like, I'm done. It's the end. If I hit camera, if my dog hits camera on, God forbid, it's over. God. It's over. I'm done.
Oh my God. It's only happened. It's happened to me twice. Once with my mom, I was like accidentally FaceTimed her on with my chin and I wasn't wearing a shirt. It was like summer. but she didn't see anything. And then one time I DM with my friend in Germany a lot because he lives in Germany. And yeah. I was like going to the bathroom, but like I don't wear clothes like at night. I just wear underwear. So I was like DMing him and then accidentally called him. And I was like, oh my God, like I was like, I'm like fully naked. Like, oh my God,
yeah.
It was the scariest moment of my life. Oof. Nothing happened. He didn't pick up. And I was like, that was a mistake. Not trying to like DM you right now. DM Facebook. DM Instagram call you right
that,
now.
That's a different type of call. That's a different type of call.
Yep.
have you ever FaceTime? Have you ever like FaceTime fucked someone? Are you have you virtual fucked?
I have. So not FaceTime fucked, but I was very into chat roulette. And very into that, very like into mutual masturbation. Got me honestly through like a breakup. And what you would do, so two things happen. One, you could just show everything on chat roulette, and usually you get flagged. And I got flagged a lot. And I've talked about this before. And the way you get like unbanned is two things. You can like wait a week, depending on like the severity of your bans, or you can be the person that bans people. And you have to hit a quota. So like your first ban, you've been banned once, you have to like go, they give you like.
Wait, so you were just like showing up and showing people your tits, just random?
I mean, not just like random, you get to the, like, you're like, oh, you immediately figure out like, what do you want? Yeah.
Right. Okay. See, when I was on chat roulette, it was like, I was a child and I was like fully just like clicking through and then seeing the occasional dick and being like,
but oh, Kendall, how old are you?
I'm young. I'm 28.
Okay. Oh my God.
I'm not that young.
You're 6 years younger than me. Okay.
But when I was on chat roulette, I was like a teen. I wasn't a child, like, but I was like a teenager.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like doing it with my friends as like a joke at night. But I didn't realize people were like using it fully for sex like, with strangers.
Oh yeah. You totally may have seen my tits at one point on chat roulette and not realized it. But
because that could be our origin story, we don't even know.
Normally, you would because you get caught really quickly on chat roulette. Yeah. They have so many people banned watching you and then clicking to ban you so they can get back on to do the same shit. But so you usually like exchange like Skype numbers and then you get on Skype and then you like mutually masturbate.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and it
was
fascinating. Hot. Yeah, it was very hot. I was very into it.
Okay, go off.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm shook to my absolute core. No, I am like shook. I'm like, okay, cool. That's awesome.
I don't think I give off that vibe, but it's definitely like definitely into that.
No, that's sick. I have FaceTime fucked one person, but it's this guy that I used to fuck in college. Ooh, she fucked a guy.
Ooh.
Bisexual icon. I like, it's so funny. I used to fuck men a lot more, but I think it was just in college I came out and then there was like no lesbians and I was like, okay, well I'm gonna fuck someone.
Yeah.
And also like, I don't identify as bi, but I do like to dominate a man if I can, you know? And like, that's just, I would never date a man, like no offense, but I definitely have fucked a few men in my life and I've enjoyed some of them. But I used to fuck this guy in college who like, we just had this like ongoing sort of thing where like, it was very much, it wasn't like a dom sub relationship by any means in like the terms of like the BDSM community and like what they're doing, but it was like, I was like definitely the top. And he was definitely the bottom, and like, don't want to put him on blast, but he was. And like, my type in men is like twinky gay boy who is straight, but like, they're definitely gay, but they like think they're straight still. That was my type in men.
And I know that type exactly. Like,
You
I
know
know
exactly
exactly
who
what
I'm
you
talking about.
mean. Yeah.
Yes, like twinky, like lanky boy who's like, I'm straight, and you're like, okay, you're fucking me, so you're obviously not.
And you're like, I'm
But
fucking you, so you're obviously not.
so you're obviously not. But yeah, I like fucked him a lot, like not a lot, but like on and off for a couple years, and then I like just had I moved away and hadn't seen him. But I started like in my last relationship, but we were open, and I was like exploring sexting him, just because I was like, we just like, I talked about it with my partner, and I was like, yeah, I kind of want to like sex this guy, like he's so annoying, and I really don't like him, but I kind of just like, there's something really like fun about this, and I want to explore this. It kind of came up because I like went back to college for like an alumni event, and I saw him, and so then I like FaceTime fucked him once, and it was really hot. But then I was like, I don't think I need to continue this relationship. So anyway, that was a really long-winded story that amounted to nothing. But
No, that's
it
great.
was fun, but it was also like horribly humiliating at the same time, which is why I
How
think it would be
so?
really fun. I think it would be really fun to do it with strangers, because it's just like, I think it's a very vulnerable thing to do with someone that you don't really know that well. Like, I don't know this guy very well, and I like don't, I hope he never hears this. I don't really like him very much. And like, he's just kind of that, just kind of but
Like,
I'm like, he's never gonna see this. I'm like, I don't
no.
know why I'm pretending like he will. But yeah, I don't know. It was just like kind of one of those things where I was like, I don't know if I need to do that with somebody that I kind of know. I feel like I would do it with like a partner or someone I was like really intimate and close with. I would be like 100% down to. And I think I have actually with my current girlfriend. I think we did. She's over there. I don't know if she's listening. But I don't think I would do it with like someone that I only kind of half know again. But a stranger could be hot.
Yeah, I'm very into strangers in that sense. Like, it is, I definitely takes away a lot of the pressure because you're not trying
Yeah.
to like impress them anymore because it's like you're never going to see them again either, too, you know?
Totally.
And then sometimes like sex with someone you don't like is fun. Like, I definitely had to do like that in college where it was like, I think we both like couldn't stand each other, but we were both hot and we were like, well, we have to do this. Like, we have
Yeah.
to fuck.
No, I think sex with someone you don't like is incredibly hot, especially when you're like dominating them and you're like, fuck you. It's awesome.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. This guy was so, I was so mean. I'd call him dumb like to his face and like to our friends because we had like mutual groups. It was so, we would just like be so mean to each other. And then in the middle of the night, one of us would be drunk and be like, what are you doing right now? And it's like, well, you're about to fuck me. That's what's going to happen. And then,
No, that's literally the exact relationship that I had with this guy. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Did you, if you don't mind me asking, did you have sex with a dude or a lady first?
I had sex with a man first. I lost my virginity, if you want to, whatever. I know that's
Yeah,
like a,
whatever it is.
but I lost my virginity in when I was in college. I was a freshman in college, and it's actually a fun story. I think I have told, or you might have heard it. I did it at the show. You might not have heard it, but okay, I'll tell you the story. I was a freshman in college, and I knew that I was gay at this point. So I like,
Oh,
yeah,
yes,
you
I do
remember
remember
this?
this. It's a good
Yeah, but I'll tell
story.
it for the pod because it's a good story. But I knew that I was gay already. I figured out I was gay my senior year of high school when I met this girl, and she was like, became my best friend instantly. You know, the cliche lesbian sort of teen drama. Best friends instantly, and then she was like, yeah, I'm bi, and I was like, okay, me too, I'm in love with you. And she was like, okay, I don't know if it's sort of that for me, but and then we had like sort of this like weird friendship slash like kind of dating but not really relationship for like a couple months, and then it ended really suddenly because she didn't really like me. She was still hung up on her college her ex-girlfriend from high school. She was like out at her school. She went to the girls' school in my city, at the all-girls school, and they had like out gay people there, which was like very scandalous to me because I was like so deeply in the closet and there was no gay people at my school. But she had dated someone the year before, and then that person had gone off to college. So she was like still in love with that girl that had gone off to college, but then I was sort of like around. It's kind of sad.
I know, I'm so sad.
No, it's fine. I'm doing great now, but at the time,
the way you said that, I'm doing great.
I'm doing great now. I've had some really hot partners since, so we can all relax. My girlfriend is way out of my league, so hot. So, you know, you guys can chill out. but I was deeply devastated at the time in high school. And she just didn't really like me. And eventually I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I feel insane. And we like ended things. And then I remember my mom was like, I guess I'll name drop her, whatever. It doesn't matter. well, we can call her Sarah. Let's call her Sarah. My mom was like, what happened to Sarah? Like, you guys are best friends. Like, why don't you guys hang out anymore? And I was like, I don't want to talk about it. It's like, we had a falling out. It was really funny when she eventually realized what was going on, but it took a couple years before she found out. but anyway, I just found out I was gay in high school, but I had this like horrible, devastating thing, and like it didn't really amount to anything. So I get to college and I'm like, I'm gonna be gay in college. But for some reason, I had this like toxic mindset where I was like, oh, if I come out, like once I come out, like I can't go back. Like, right? I guess like I just didn't really understand that even like bisexual people even existed. Like, I was just coming to terms with the fact that gay people existed. Like, mm-hmm. I grew up in the South. I just didn't, like, it was not talked about. Like, being queer in any way, shape, or form was not talked about. And so I was like, I very much was like, and it's funny that I don't identify as bisexual or really sleep with men anymore. But like, at the time, I was like, if I like come out, I can't go back. So I need to like, I was like, I need to sleep with a man just to see like what it's all about. Right. And so I was like, I'm going to sleep with a man. Like, I made it my mission. Like, I was like, tonight, I'm going to sleep with a man. It doesn't matter who it is. And I was going out clubbing with my ultimate Frisbee team, which is like
the gayest thing I've ever heard.
The gayest. It's like, you're on an ultimate Frisbee team, babe. You're gay. Mm-hmm. But you'd be surprised how many straight people were on that team.
That's actually true. My friend from Germany is a dude on ultimate Frisbee, and he takes it very seriously. And I'm pretty sure he's straight. I'm pretty sure.
No, there's a lot of straight people that play ultimate Frisbee. You would be shocked.
I take back my previous statement.
But, it is very gay. It is very gay, but it's not rugby. I'll say that. Should have joined rugby. But
that one's scary, though.
I know, right? I was like, I don't know if I can get like pummeled. I'm athletic, but I'm not like that. I don't know.
Yeah, like Carolyn and Teresa.
Yes.
She did, and she like broke her knee.
Yeah, no. Rugby's intense, very intense. But anyway, I was going out with my old Frisbee team, and I was like, tonight's the night. I put on my pencil skirt, which, like, do you remember those pencil skirts that were like mm-hmm. really big and like, I don't know, the mid 2010s?
Yeah, I had one from Express, like gray. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I'm a business lady going out.
It was like my go-to outfit. Like, I would wear like a pencil skirt and like a like button-down shirt that would hang over it. It honestly, it was like, it was my thing for like a year. I put on a pencil skirt and I went to this club and I got really, really drunk. Sorry, my dog is in the bark. You know who is here, actually. The famous Jessica Henderson, but she's promised to be quiet.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
But anyway, okay, back to the story. So I had my pencil skirt on, and I basically I was like, I'm gonna sleep with whoever, and I just got like really drunk, and I gave my phone, keys, and wallet to my friend's boyfriend Connor, who's like the iconic straight man of this story. And he, because I had a pencil skirt on, so I didn't have any pockets. So yeah. I was like, where am I going to put my stuff? But I got so drunk that I forgot to tell anyone that I was like leaving. And I forgot my phone, keys, and wallet. And I went home with this guy. His name was Shake.
Like a milkshake?
Yes. He was okay. He was like a twinkie, small, like Indian man, and he was a senior at my school, and he lived in like the senior dorm or whatever. Like he had his own room in the senior dorm, and I had sex with him. And then I remember I went downstairs to the bathroom in the lobby bathroom, and I like, this is disgusting, but it's Awkward Sex Podcast. I like peed out a bunch of blood because like I had broken my fucking eyelid.
Yeah. Oh no.
And then I was like, I was still so drunk, and I was like wandering around aimlessly. I like wander back to my dorm, and I like somehow get in. I didn't have my wallet, so I didn't have my like ID card to get into the dorm. I think I must have bribed the doorman. I don't know. Or I like ran in. I have no idea. And then I went upstairs to my dorm room where my friends were all, because they had like gotten in where my roommates had let them in, because they were all worried about me. And I swing open the door, and I'm like, I just lost my virginity to a man. And also I'm gay. And they were all like, we thought you were dead. Like, we thought you were dead. We have your phone, keys, and wallet, and we were convinced that you were a goner. So yeah, that's my virginity story.
Damn. That's a good one. Yeah. That's awesome.
So it was a fun one. And then I came out, and then I just kind of kept sleeping with men, and all my friends were kind of like, aren't you gay? And I was like, I don't know. It's hard to say. There just like weren't a lot of, I actually did fuck one girl on the rugby team, I will say.
Okay.
But she was really ugly, and then randomly got like married the next year. She was like 19 and got married. And that's, I was like, okay. So anyway.
That's probably why she got married.
I slept with a few women in college, but not as many as probably, if I had to net out how many men versus women I slept with in college, I think it would be fairly even. Which is kind of shocking to people that know me, because I'm incredibly butch dyke. Not that butch dykes can't be bisexual, but you know, I guess it's less common.
It is hard, right? Because everyone wants to put everyone in like a label, in a box.
Yeah.
Even with all the, you know, the terms and sexualities we have, they're like, but we need to go like with, we got to go further now. Everyone's like, what's your type? Who are you? Blah, blah, blah. Things like that.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I would sleep with a man now that I like am swimming in pussy. No, I'm kidding.
How do you feel? I was talking about someone actually at work about this. I was like schooling them on the term gold star lesbian.
Oh yeah.
I was just like, yeah, it's not an okay term, because it's, you know, perpetuating this idea.
Oh, is it not okay?
I always thought it wasn't, because it means like you haven't had sex with a man like ever.
Right.
And so true. I always thought that was like derogatory, because that's so unfair to like have like a different tier of lesbian, when like a lot of people figure out like, you know, like you eat peas and you're like, oh, I don't like peas. Like you have dick and you're like, oh, I don't like dick, you know? So it's so unfair to be like, well, this one's a gold star and this one's a B- lesbian.
Now that's so funny. I feel like for me, the only time I've heard that term used is when people are like pridefully using it about themselves.
Yes.
Being like, yes. Oh, I'm a gold star lesbian, which I think is very funny, to me personally.
That's how it came up. It was like someone in our circle was like saying that, and it was like, that's like actually not like, that's douchey. That's douchey to do that. But you're right. People only use it when they're talking about themselves. And it's like, what are you trying to prove right now? Like,
well, I think I do. I disagree. I think it's okay to say, but okay. I think I'll disagree just because I feel like it's like a personal thing. Like if somebody was saying it like against other people being like, if there was like a word for not being a gold star, then I would like agree with you. But I feel like if you're saying it about yourself, it's fine.
Okay. Okay.
That's my take. That's my problematic take of the day, which is classic.
I'm going to go a little further. Okay. If you dated someone, uh-huh. say your partner, like you met your partner, was like, I can never do penetrative sex on myself or my partner because like, I just don't ever want to do that. That's another thing I've heard too, where it's just like, they're like, I just don't want that. It's too like phallic. Your face. Yeah. Right. Like it's, well,
but I guess, I mean, I've never heard that, but I guess you're asking like what I would do if that happened to me, if somebody said that to me.
Yeah. If someone was like, hey, cause like, you know, I don't know what you like in bed. So, like if someone was like, hey, I could never like, you know, put on a strap-on and do some stuff or put any type of like vibe dildo inside of you. Like, I just can't do that. It's not how I see myself as a lesbian. It's too manlike.
Right.
Like, yeah. Would that be like a deal breaker for you? Or would you be like, oh, I get it?
No, I don't think it would be a deal breaker, but I do think that's something like somebody has like a blockage that maybe they should work on in therapy. But mm-hmm. I don't think I would say that to someone's face maybe right away. But Jess is laughing. I feel like I that's just a preference thing. Like I don't love penetration. It's funny, I have had sex with Jess should just be on the
podcast. Do you like why? Like I don't like penetration. I don't like men. I've had sex with 27 dudes.
That's me. That's literally me. That is 100% me. If I had to identify as anything, that would be me. There's Jessica.
Hi.
A little guest spot on the pod. No, that's so funny. I don't think it would bug me if somebody said that to me because I feel like that's a personal choice or whatever. But like, I would say like, if we're not sexually compatible, I personally love to strap. So like, it would be hard for me to be with someone that was like anti-strap on a long-term basis, but I also, it's like everybody has their preferences. I don't know. If you don't want a strap, you don't have to strap. And if you don't want the strap, you don't need to have the strap.
That's a really good point. I was like, is that yucking someone's yum? But you're right. It's just different preferences. The way that person said it, it was very like, oh, okay. Well, it's like, well, I like penetration.
I guess if you're
so.
Saying it like to someone being like, don't bring a phallic, and like shaming them about it, I feel like then that would bug me. But if it's more just like a personal thing where they're like, yeah, I don't really vibe with that, like I don't know, maybe somebody had some trauma around it or something, there's like,
yeah,
not to be too empathetic, but you know.
No, we can absolutely be empathetic for this person, this like theoretical person that
yes,
I'm talking about. No, okay, I feel better about gold star lesbian too. I just always felt
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I see where you're coming from about it. Like if it's like, especially if someone really annoying is doing it, but I feel like when I've heard it, it's been like friends or people and it's more like casual. It's just like, oh yeah, I'm a gold star lesbian. Or like with gay men, have you heard platinum lesbian or platinum gay versus gold star gay?
No.
Okay. This is a fun one. So gold star gay is never having had sex with a woman as a gay man. But a platinum gay is never having touched a vagina because you had a C-section or you were a C-section baby.
Oh my God. I've not heard that. That's amazing.
So that's a fun one as well.
Okay.
I don't know. To me, they're like silly terms that like, yeah. they're just not that deep. But also I get really annoyed by certain things when like certain people say them. So I don't know who was saying this in your life, but it sounds like they might've been an obnoxious person. And therefore that's where not to therapize you, but
I'll tell you off the record.
Who said it?
Yeah, it's not someone you know, but it's a lot, and there's more to the story that I feel like you'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like you with the guy that you FaceTime sex, you're like, I hope they never hear this. I'm like, I hope they never hear this.
Yes,
or exactly. Figure out it's them. But yeah, I had something, I forgot where I was gonna go with it. I love that Jess is just there. Jess is just hanging out.
She's hanging out, and my girlfriend and her are hanging out, but I told them to be quiet.
Oh, no, they're great. They're being great.
You can't hear them?
Not at all. I can't hear them at all. How'd you meet your girlfriend?
I live in a studio apartment. I've actually known my girlfriend for 4 years almost. Actually, this is a fun story for the pod. Me and my girlfriend have been friends for a while. When I met her, she was dating someone, and then they broke up, and then by the time they broke up, I was dating someone, and we just sort of orbited each other for a while, but we were like, I don't know, I was always like, I would never date Alicia, like in like a really stupid, like an obnoxious way. I was just like, oh yeah, like I don't, like I'm attracted to her, but like we could never date. And I think she kind of felt the same way, but we just became like really good friends. But we always had like I definitely had a crush on her when I first met her, and then I know that she also was attracted to me when we first met. But again, we were just like, circumstances weren't right. But funny story is that actually me and my ex had a threesome with my current girlfriend when me and my ex were together. We actually had two. Is it okay that I'm spilling this on the pod?
We can totally cut it out if she's not into it either.
No, she doesn't care. She doesn't care. But Jessica was making a face that was like,
shocked. That reminds me, I went to Jessica's show. I think it was the first one in Asylum. And it was like a front row was a group of like Jessica and yours friends. And they were like, oh yeah, like I don't, the opener was like talking to them, and it was like, oh yeah, we used to, like, we're dating, but we used to date, and now they're good friends. And
dude, our friend group is a full chart. Like I'm serious, one of these days I'm gonna do a full chart, and it doesn't include Jess because Jess is currently threatening me. But it is there's a huge chart, I would say.
Okay. Have you and Jess ever, like, hooked up? Like, been more than friends?
No, we've never hooked up. We've never crossed that line. And I don't think either of us, yes.
Are you kidding me?
No, we haven't. No, we haven't. I would not cross that line with Jess. Because we're really good friends. And, like, obviously I've fucked my friends before. I'm not going to lie. But there's certain friends that I just have like boundaries with, and those are mostly like my very, very close friends that I'm just like not interested in.
No, I think that's fair.
Okay, one time I did say that I would maybe fuck Jess. Fine. Oh, that's true. Jessica said, for the listeners, I won't fuck them because I think that they're too much of a top. Which is true. I'm a top through and through. I don't fuck other tops. I have fucked other tops, but it's just like the vibes aren't. Not I don't know. Same. I don't want to be anti-top, but like for me, I love a bottom. I love a bossy bottom and a butch bottom. I'll say that.
Okay. Yeah, you've got range.
I've got range. Well, actually, I don't know about range, but I do have a type. I'll say that I have majority, other than my ex, I've majority dated brunette soccer players.
Dude, it's the fucking soccer players that get me every time. Every time,
I fall hard for a soccer player. I fall hard. Oh, I don't know what it is. It's the, you know what it is. Is this what you just said? It's the thighs.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is. It's the thighs.
Like 100%. I realized, I think it was like 2014, I realized that I was like definitely attracted to men and women, or like honestly any gender. And it was Emma Willman. I was like obsessed with Emma Willman. I still get very embarrassed being around her because I was so
That's
obvious
so funny.
about how obsessed I was with her.
Yeah, she's hot.
And then I think I started like dating a dude, and I was like, oh, maybe I'm not. Like, maybe I'm not bi. I'm dating a dude again. And then it was Aaron. And then it was like, you're like maybe 3 or 4 of being together. And I was working at Trader Joe's, which is right next to Long Island University. And the female soccer team would come in like every morning to get their like green juices. And I found myself flirting with every single one of them every time. And I was like, oh no, I'm bi. Like, I'm bi. And I remember like me and a friend of ours who's a gay dude and Aaron were going to like a Pride Month like dance party, and I was just kind of like, also I think I'm bi, and like I ran away. And then Aaron was like, what does that mean, like are we still together? And I was like, yeah, but also I just like I like girls too, and I feel like I was lying to you. And it was like a week had gone by, and he was like, what do we, is this okay? And then that was it. But it was those fucking Long
The
Island
soccer
University
players.
soccer players. Got it.
Dude, soccer players will make you gay. I'll
Oh
say
yeah.
that on the
Like
pod.
it's not
Soccer players will,
rugby.
that's not like, people aren't talking about the gay agenda being soccer players making all of us gay. That's the real lesbian agenda.
Oh yeah. When what's your favorite? Was it the Olympics or was it the World Cup? Like the like
Yeah,
in
the
the
US
US
women's
team?
national team, I mean, don't even get me
Like
started on
Jesus
them.
Christ, every one of
No,
them.
I know. I'm shook to my core every time I see them. It's devastating how hot they are. But that's amazing. So you came out while you were dating Aaron. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I like semi came out in 2014 to some people, and then I was like,
Yeah.
I kind of did the thing you did where I was like, oh, am I sure? And then I kind of
Yeah.
like disappeared again. And then I think it was 2017 or 2018 when I was like, oh, no, this is it. And then
Yeah.
you have like a few years where you're like, well, I'm with a dude. I've been with a dude for a long time.
Right.
Do I even tell people? Like, it feels like I'm just trying to be like, hey, look at me. And then honestly,
Totally.
not until the past like year or two did I start feeling more comfortable being like, yeah, I'm bi, I'm pan or bi, whatever,
Yeah.
whichever I'm feeling that day, I guess. I just think bi sounds cooler than pan, but I'm
Yeah,
definitely
I
like all
agree. I
genders.
agree
Yeah.
100%. Also, bi can encompass all genders, so
That's true. That is true.
honestly, bisexual is just like a hotter title.
I
Sorry
think
to the
so
fan
too.
girlies. Sorry to the fan girlies, but bisexual is deemed hotter in my opinion. It's just like a cooler word, to be honest.
Be honest, I completely
It is
agree.
Bisexual Awareness Week, isn't it?
Yep.
Wow, month, week.
I think it's week. I think we get a week, and that's enough.
And
Like
that's enough. And let's relax. And let's relax. A week is enough.
that's perfectly fine. That's all we need.
We're just happy to be here. We're just happy to be here.
thank you for inviting us to the table, and we'll be quiet now.
It's so true. My guys, I'm recording a podcast.
No, I like it. It's
My sister is famously bi. I
Oh.
do have a joke about it. I don't know if you've heard it, but yeah, my sister came out. This is actually funny. So to my sister, it's just me and my sister, like as kids in the family, and like we don't have any other siblings. And when I came out to my mom, like she was super supportive and whatever. But when my sister came out, and this is a true story, I do it as a stand-up joke, but it's 110% exactly what my mother said. My mom like saw my sister's Hinge profile as she was like on Hinge, and she saw that it said that she was like attracted to multiple genders. And my mom was like, what's that about? And my sister was like, oh, well, like, yeah, I'm exploring, I'm like bisexual. And my mom was like, but you're my straight daughter.
Oh, how do you
And then
respond to that?
I said, yeah, that's right. Stay in your fucking lane, bitch. And that's truly my sister's coming out story. Like I feel horrible, and it's fine now. Like my mom's obviously like very accepting and whatever, but we die laughing when we talk about how my mom legitimately was like, you're my straight daughter. Like it's so funny.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Is she dating anyone right now too?
My sister is in a long-term relationship with a man, like every bi woman that I know. No,
every bi woman, man, we are.
No,
you gotta find a straight dude that's like a little gay. That's how. Yeah, that's how it works as a bi. Well, he's as a bi lady.
I don't want to put that label on him, but he's a very sweet, sweet, sweet guy. I really like his. I like him a lot. He's. I think she'll probably marry him. Like he's very, very sweet. And I love him, but it is funny that she is. But you know, bi women, it's like you got two choices, or actually, let me not be toxic and say there's two genders. Relax, Kendall. You have multiple choices, obviously multiple genders, but like I don't know, some of you are gonna end up with men, and we all just need to be okay with that.
Including the bi women, because we do
including
like,
the bi women. Like, is this you guys okay? Are hard on yourselves sometimes. It's like it's fine. You're still here. You're invited to the party. We're all good.
You're invited.
That's but so I will funny. Say there are a lot of toxic lesbians that are biphobic. But I feel like it's changing more.
I think so too. And I also get where people are coming from too. Because there's also like I get like toxic bi women where it's like
right
that. Muck up the works, so it's I get that. I get the animosity, and especially I agree. I think it's gotten, as the years have gone by, way more accepting within like the community and things like that.
Yeah, I think it's like mostly about just like knowing your place in a community, like and knowing.
Did you make like a smoothie?
This is the worst. Is this the worst, most unofficial podcast recording you've done?
Honestly, no. Like, no.
She was draining. For the listeners of the podcast, if you heard that slurping noise, it was my girlfriend draining the sink, but she did it and then realized it was loud and looked at me like, oh no, oh no, oh no. That was the vibe. She is cooking me dinner currently, so I should be nicer.
Well, that's great. I love this. Yeah, this is
girlfriend.
This is such a like a beautiful moment. Friend, girlfriend, cooking dinner. Just such an artist right now.
I know. I know. I have a studio apartment. I can't close the door unless I take you into the bathroom, which I could do.
Oh no, we're good. And also, we've almost hit an hour. And that's usually when I'm like, how are you feeling? Did we miss anything you wanted to talk about?
No, I mean, I think unless you have any questions, you know, I'm an open book, so I will answer any and all questions you have. But I've had fun. This has been a wild ride.
Yeah, and it's been great. The best ones are always when I look up and I'm like, oh, it's been an hour. And there's definitely been like I've definitely had a like guest where it's like pulling teeth, and I'm like, why did you come? Why did you names. Say yes?
Name names. No.
Oh, well, name names. You can name names afterwards.
No, yeah. I feel you. No. I'm happy. You know me. I'm happy to talk. Any and all it. Things. Sex and dating and love and relationship.
When's the next summer party? So the audience knows.
It is October 5th at Union Hall at 7. It's doors at 7 p.m. and show at 7:30.
Oh, shit. It's early now. It used to be 10, right? Nice.
Yeah, we actually might go back to the 10 p.m. slot. We found that our audience was maybe a little more of a horny 10 p.m. audience than the 7 p.m. one, but we've been experimenting with it. But this coming one in October is at 7:30.
Okay,
and it's going to be really fun. We have a good lineup, so you guys should all come through.
Heck yeah. Awesome.
Thank you all again so much. I am so excited to be back. I'm so excited to have you all with me. Please remember to rate, like, subscribe, share, tell all your friends about Awkward Sex. There may be some merch coming. I don't know. I'm in talks with some people. I'm kind of excited. It could be a bust. Who knows? But when things are bust, I think I've learned now, being 34, almost in my official mid-30, that busts kind of aren't as bad as we think they are. They're actually making room. I there's so many fucking Instagram memes, right, and TikTok memes that are like, it's actually just making room for something better. And I don't think it's making room for something better. I think it's giving you room to pause, and then you get to be like, oh, wait, wait, wait. was this serving me how I was doing it? How was I in my own way? X, Y, and Z, does this work X, Y, and Z? Like, I think it just gives us room to pause. And in this world that we live in where it's constant content, constant memes, constant fucking, what is it, hustle culture, which I really hate, even though the next couple months are gonna kind of suck for me with the amount of work I have to do for the tour shows, but it's part of it. We don't get that chance anymore to really pause, so I think that's great. And take my 5-month hiatus as maybe a sign of like, hey, is there anything you need to pause and look at in your life? It is the new year. If you're doing new year, new me, you know me, I'm very anti-diet since I did Whole30 about 3 years ago. Never fucking again. Just put Doritos in between my ham and cheese melt during my lunch and it was amazing. And I've never felt better about my body. So this is just me rambling because I'm just so excited to have you guys back. See you in 2 weeks. Okay, love you all. Bye.